Welcome to Talks at the Cross,
the official podcast of the Cross Point Church.
Welcome y'all. Happy Sunday. We have a more serious topic for you today. The topic today, we're going to be discussing spiritual warfare. This topic encompasses a lot. It's very profound. It's very deep. There's a lot of layers to this topic. This is going to be an intro course to this. This is going to be an intro discussion to this, not a course. We're going to still keep it conversational, but we want you to really open up your hearts with this one. I want you to plead the blood of Jesus wherever you're at. I want you to, you know, hold your Bible tight. I want you to respect this. This is going to be more, you know, less comical, more serious, and we're going to dive into something that a lot of people don't want to dive into. You know, they're afraid to dive into it. They don't understand it, so they shy away from it. You know, a lot of churches, they don't want to present this because, you know, they don't want to lose members. And they don't want to, you know, go against the enemy. It's hard. I'm not saying that we're, you know, better than anyone else, but we just, this is our ministry. This is my Father's ministry. We've had spiritual battles. We've had spiritual warfare, you know, in our life, as far as I can know. I feel like the Simano household is pretty much numb to this. And it's not to say that with, you know, glory or, oh, you know, hey, we were tough. Nah, it's something that we just, you know, you learn to live with. And, you know, God is good, but, you know, the enemy is also, he's real. And, you know, that's what the spiritual battle is. That's what the whole spiritual warfare, I feel like, you know, the generalization of the theme is. And I know I'm talking a lot, Dad, and I just want, you know, first to let you, introduce a topic. And
you know, thank you. I think, Aaron, this topic is a topic that needs to be discussed. It is masked by different, different masks. A lot of people have put the title of mental health into illnesses. They call it depression. Some people have said it's psychological diseases. But we know the Bible says it is biblical. The Bible says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, the rulers of the darkness. And in Ephesians 6, Paul goes in depth. And I would say throughout, you know, from the beginning, in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, there's the first description of spiritual warfare, where God talks and declares what's going to happen. And he uses the serpent, which was an evil impersonator of the devil himself. So when we talk about spiritual warfare, we have to understand it, that it's not a topic that many people want to deal with it. You open a can of worms and you put yourself as a target. And, you know, as you said, we're not taking any fame or glory. On the contrary, you know, I recall some of you, you know, might recall having crusades and having tent ministries all over the world. And I'm praying for people that have been oppressed and possessed, and, you know, dealing in a different country, including Africa, the Caribbean. Countries are people that practice these things, voodoo and, you know, the African witchcraft. You learn that it is not a, as you said, it's a serious topic. It's a topic you can't just joke and play about. And you know, it's sad to say that the enemy has deceived so many to not want to talk about it. And I think it's very important that we understand that it is not a topic that you can avoid. Any human being, and I say any, that includes believer and non-believer, young, old, all, every single person, the enemy will attack. And that's what we call spiritual warfare. And when I say spiritual warfare, we refer, the devil does not only attack physically, emotionally, but he also attacks spiritually. And, you know, he uses these three areas of our life, of the human being, you know, body, soul, and spirit. So talk about spiritual warfare. It is a profound topic. And I commend you, Aaron, because you guys grew up around a household that, you know, Gilbert, Adriana, and you, it was a common thing that every Sunday we saw somebody get possessed.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you hear a lot of, you know, bumps in the night, you know, don't mean to be spooky, you know. You hear, you know, voices, you hear someone, you know, walking in your house, and we're not saying that, oh, you know, our house is haunted, but that, you know, you feel good presence, you're going to feel a bad presence as well, you know, good spirits and bad spirits. And like you said, we learned to live with it. You know, I was always taught, you know, plead the blood of Jesus, you know, the sangre de Cristo, you know, general that, and that's it. And, you know, you always told me, don't feel uncomfortable in your own house, you know, and that's what the devil wants to do. He wants to create confusion. He wants to create panic, you know, division. He wants to make you feel that, you know, scared. He wants to make you feel fear. And I don't know, I'm not going to quote the scripture right, but, you know, greater is our who are in he, right? We believe in God. We believe in a higher power. We know that, you know, God defeats the enemy daily, but it's not easy. And I think the closer we try to get to the Lord, or the closer I try to get to the Lord in general, that's when you get more attacked, you know, spiritually. And, you know, when you're doing bad, you know, everything's fine, right? You know, well, you know, I was late for work today. You know, I got in a fight with my girlfriend, or I got in a fight with my boss, I got in a fight with my father. You're not getting attacked. But when you make a conscious effort, you know, do well for the kingdom, work for that kingdom mentality, that's when all the bad, you know, comes out. You notice that when everything's going good, bam, instant eye, you know, flat tire, you lose your job, you know, friends turn their back on you, and you start to realize, oh, what is this? This is, people say, what is this? This is a negative energy. This is, it must be not, you know, not in the cards for me. No, it's an attack. It's a spiritual attack. And I think the more we need to recognize the social cues and the spiritual cues about that, I think that, you know, we can start to overcome that. And it's tough, though. It's tough when, you know, you don't know how to battle that. I mean, I only know how to battle that because I grew up in it. But to, you know, somebody that's feeling, you know, that mental anxiety, they're feeling that physical anxiety, they're feeling that, you know, their financials are hurting. How are they going to battle that? And it's crazy because the church is not even giving them, you know, the playbook for that.
And I think, Aaron, one of the things that somebody is listening to this and needs to really pay attention, because you're being attacked and you don't even know you're being attacked.
Exactly.
And you can't, you don't see the symptoms. You're applying it to a different area of your life and not realizing that the enemy has you under a spiritual attack, like we talked, and the theme is spiritual warfare. But once again, as you said, there's a lot of people that will shy away. They don't want to deal with it. They don't want to, you know, take the mask out of the enemy, because that's what the enemy doesn't want you to tell discover him. And you were talking about, you know, you grew up in this environment. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You believe the blood of Jesus has power. You believe the name of Jesus has power. So you learn to live with that. I recall some of you, my son or my daughter, one of you said that, you know, the enemy was coming to bother and making noises or showing presence. And you know, I think it was somebody said he told that spirit, go bother my father. He's not in this room.
Oh, yeah, this is the wrong room. This is the wrong room. Yeah. Or,
you know, you guys, when people were knocking on the window. Yeah. And I mean, we're sharing this so somebody can realize that what you're going through, you're not alone. But there is hope for you. And I think God used Aaron to be able to reach, like I say, the common person. This Talks of the Cross is not for the theologian. This is not a webinar. This is not Fuller Theological Seminar. We can get that deep. But we want to reach first a person that feels that there's nowhere he can go, nowhere he can talk. That person that is worried about his situation. And spiritual warfare, the idea is to be able to discover it, find out where it's at, but also defeat it.
Yeah, I think sometimes too, when it comes to that, we give a little bit too much credit to, you know, spiritual warfare, or, you know, we're quick to blame the devil a lot. And I say this with all due respect, we're human, you know, we make mistakes too. And yes, you know, sometimes the outside factors, but, you know, it has to be an even keel sometimes. And sometimes too, that's also, a device of the enemy to, you know, make you think, though, or is this really spiritual, or is this physical, or, you know, is this mental? And then, like you said, that mental health aspect of it, a lot of people are dealing with that now. A lot of people are sick mentally, and yeah, that's oppression, you know. They're just down. They don't know, they don't know what it is. They can't pinpoint it. And I think a lot of people will be refreshed that, you know, if you talk to God about it, and you lay all that on God, and you feel that peace, you know. I may not be perfect, but I have peace in me. And, you know, people that met me, you know, random people, they say, oh, hey, Aaron, You know, there's something about you. And I'm not saying this to give myself glory, and I know that's God. And I know that, you know, I pray daily and I plead the blood. And, you know, when I'm getting attacked spiritually, when I'm getting attacked mentally, when I feel that I can't make it, you know, I just get on my knees and I pray. And it's hard sometimes. And I think a lot of people just got to remember they got to plead the blood.
Yeah, and I think that's when, you know, and we could talk a little bit more about the weapons. We have weapons. We have prayer. We have the name of Jesus. And we have a way to deal with it. And you just mentioned, I think that's very important that you understand when we talk about warfare, it talks about battles. In a war, there's many battles, and they're fought different. Right now, we have a perfect example of the Ukrainian and Russian war. Now they're using drones, they're using more sophisticated weapons that even, you know, these unmanned aircraft, these drones, they drop bombs, they do this high, you know, surveillance, you know, they do all this intelligence of finding out where they have satellites. It's fought in a so different way. War is not fought like we used to fight it before, you know, hand to hand. And that's the same way in the spiritual realm. You have to know that there's battles, and these battles will come and show up when you least expect it. And sometimes, as you mentioned, Aaron, is when you're trying to, your relationship with Christ is trying to be strengthened. You're trying to show love toward God. Now, suddenly, your life goes in derail. And you think, wait a minute, the enemy wants you. And like you said, I think it's also, you can't all overemphasize, give the enemy so much credit. Uh-huh. A lot of people see the devil and everything.
Exactly. Yeah.
But that's not right either. But we do have to be wise and ask God for wisdom to see when it's him, rebuke it. And like I said to many people, a lot of my pastor friends that I've mentored, some of my spiritual sons that I've taught, is that you can't let the devil take advantage. The Bible says that we should not give place to the devil. So that's the idea Paul was trying to teach Timothy, that you have to have discernment. And that's the key word for warfare. I call discernment what they call in war now, intelligence.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not talking about, you know, knowledge and wisdom. I'm talking about the severe intelligence. They call it intelligence.
Like a scouting report, basically.
Yes. You know? It's like the spy to find out how the enemy works.
Mm-hmm.
That's it, the intelligence I'm talking about. And I think, Aaron, that's the part that so many Christians and non-Christians have a struggle, because do they blame God? Do they blame the devil? And yes, we are sometimes the consequences of a lot of our mistakes.
I think, too, just having a conversation about it in general, you don't really, you know, see that now in the modern church, where you talk about, you know, possession, you talk about oppression, you talk about spiritual warfare, you talk about attacks, you talk about, you know, being on spiritual alert. I remember growing up, you know, in the Apostolic Assembly, it was a lot of hell and brimstone, you know, and we rebuked the devil daily, and, you know, it was the Holy Ghost fire. We were on fire for Jesus. I feel like, you know, with all due respect, that era is not here anymore, because the churches aren't addressing it. And I'm not saying, you know, I'm going to be the one to lead that change, but I just feel like just a conversation, you know, bringing it up more in general. You know, we talk about prosperity, you know, giving your tithes. We should also talk about pleading the blood, and, you know, we are going to get attacked. People always want to only show the good side sometimes of us worshiping God and working for the kingdom. That's why people always say, oh, you know, those people are hypocrites, because they didn't tell me it was going to be like this. It's like, you know, when I played college football, yeah, I signed up for it. But then when I got there, it was like the military. I was like, I didn't sign up for this, you know. And I think if we're more well prepared, you know, mentally and, yeah, spiritually, yes. But we need to be able to talk, you know, in lame terms, you know. Not always, you know, go theological, go eschatological, just having a conversation like we are right now about spiritual warfare.
I think this is the key. And, you know, you said something very important. Why in the early church, in the beginning of the church, Acts 2, chapter 2, every single church that Paul planted or Peter was involved, there was a manifesting of deliverance. And, you know, you can sugarcoat the gospel and talk about the good aspect and you know, God bless me as I accepted Christ. You know, no more pain, no more trials, no more, you know, no more crying, no more tears. And you can sugarcoat that gospel. And the Bible said that's the greatest mistake and the strategy of the enemy. Doesn't want you to talk about him. And, you know, and then a lot of people say, you know, I recall I went to visit a church, and And as I was sitting there, and right next to me, a person manifested, I had to rebuke the devil of a young lady that was there. And somebody ran up to me after church and said, "Pastor, I had never seen that. I only saw that in movies."
Yeah. See, that right there is crazy to me because, you know, the new pastors, the new generation, yeah, they mean well, you know. It's more of teaching now. It's not, you know, people aren't yelling anymore. They're not screaming anymore. They're not trying to put that fear of God in you anymore. I mean, yes, they are. I'm not saying they're not working for the kingdom, but the tone is whole different now. And like you said, the enemy is real. You know, not to be cliche, but, you know, what's that saying? They say, you know, the greatest trick the devil pulls is telling people we didn't exist.
Exactly. And believe it or not, Aaron, that theology is in a lot of Pentecostal and apostolic churches. They've taken the devil out of the picture.
Yeah.
And they think, oh, well, you know, we annihilate him. Don't talk about him. He's not going to show up. And that he has the church right there. But when you have, he has to manifest himself. Because the power of God, and one thing I want to make it clear, the spirit of the enemy cannot be present when the spirit of God is there.
Amen.
So that's a big question mark. And you know, sometimes we need, and God is speaking to somebody right now. I feel it in my spirit that somebody needs to know all those problems you've been having is because the enemy has been showing up in your life and you haven't recognized it, the devil. You've gone to the doctor, you got medication, you've gone to mental health. And once again, we want to clarify this, make a disclaimer. We're not against mental health counselors. We, on the contrary, we believe that counseling and, you know, psychology and counseling and psychologists and psychiatrists help. That's the physical realm that needs, the human body needs that. We're body, soul, and spirit. But the aspect of the spiritual warfare that we're talking about is a little bit more profound. And if some of you have already gone to mental health counseling, and you're taking medication, and you're still struggling, I would truly, like Aaron was saying, we're talking in layman's term, it's time for you to understand that you're up against a battle.
Yeah, I think, you know, a lot of people, they're like, where do I go? You know, reach out to your pastor. You know, people are quick now to, you know, it's not taboo anymore to talk about mental health. You know, back in the day, oh, you're crazy, don't talk about that. But now, you know, you go to Starbucks. So I was talking to my therapist the other day. How come we can't make it the norm? You know, I was talking to my pastor today. You know, I've been going through it spiritually. You don't have to say, oh, the devil showed up in my room last night. Like, you know, what would you do if the devil showed up? Leave. You know what I'm saying? What are you going to do here? You know, and then people just need to realize that you can talk about it without giving it glory. You know, talk about your struggle. Talk about what you're going through. But you don't have to say, hey, you know, he showed up here. It was October 31st. You know, I brought a Ouija board out. And that's another topic. People mess around with spiritual warfare because they think they can handle it. I think when it comes to this, you know, topic, you need to talk to somebody who's a veteran in that, who has experience in that. You know, talk to your pastor. Talk to your bishop. Talk to someone locally in the church that's a higher up, that's a leader in the church. You can't, you know, it's like I'm gonna give an example. You know, you go to the NFL, you can't just hop on the field, you're gonna kill yourself. You need to talk to the veterans, you need to talk to the OGs, and people aren't doing that because they think, you know, oh, I'm gonna take this by myself. You know, self-help is great, but you also have to look within, you also have to look above.
And I think the enemy knows that, and a lot of people wanna, how can I say, experience or explore or discover. And I've said to many times, and I just give a short testimony. I recall I was having a crusade one time, and the Lord told me not to pray for some person because I believe it was in Italy, in Milano. And the Lord showed me that this person practiced witchcraft. Yeah. So the pastor friend that was next to me said, how come you skipped? He told me in my ear. And I said, God told me not to pray for him now. And, he asked him about two times. Finally, I turned and I said, brother, God told me not to pray for him.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't understand what I was telling him. So he went over there and tried to pray. And that spirit and that person overcame him, knocked him to the floor. And instead of praying for the warlock,
pray for him,
I had
too.
To be praying for the pastor. And that's what the enemy does. And because the Bible says that there are certain types of spirits or demons, it takes prayer and fasting to be delivered from mm-hmm. the time. And so mm-hmm. it is not a topic that you can just discuss. Like I said, we're kind of and giving you just a bird's eye view. I call it the shotgun blast to wake some of you that need help. And as everyone said, spiritual warfare, I believe every single believer and non-believer deals with it. Now, how you deal with it is very important also, because as everyone say, if you want to just play with it, the devil will take advantage of it.
Mm-hmm. It's something way too serious. You know, I always remember growing up, you know, when you see spirits manifest, you know, I just remember, you know, telling all, you know, my thought would be, you know, all the kids, close your eyes, plead the blood. Or, you know, sometimes kids, we'd have to even leave the church. You know, sometimes those spirits would manifest and physically, you know, people would throw up. People would, you know, start moving crazy, have convulsions, looking like they're going to have a seizure. And you see that, and I say it, and people are like, oh, it's a movie, or it's Ghostbusters, I'm hyping it up. But I remember that. That's traumatic, too. And I just remember, too, you know, bleeding the blood and getting through that. And, you know, not being afraid. And, yeah, I'm not saying, you know, I'm fearless. But, you know, I remember pleading the blood. I still plead the blood to this day. I feel that comfort, you know, when that's the only weapon I use. That's like a sword to me. But like you said, there are methods to fight it, but we have to learn how to go about it. And we have to be respectable in it.
Yeah, and I think one of the things, you know, I said at the beginning, that's a very powerful. One of the greatest things that we found out, and I think it's biblical, not only ours, but we see it from the beginning. One of the greatest things the enemy hates, any demon or even the kingdom of darkness. And I want to say this with all due respect. One of the greatest weapons a believer has and the kingdom of darkness hates is the name of Jesus and the blood of Jesus. Amen. First of all, because by the blood of Jesus, our sins have been forgiven. And on Calvary, the enemy was defeated. Death was defeated. For the wages of sin were death. But the gift of God was eternal life through Jesus Christ. So redemption came. So when that enemy hears the blood of Jesus, the enemy trembles. The Bible says that. Number two, the Bible says that the name of Jesus is the name above all names, and that every tongue, and it declares that what's in heaven, what's under heaven, referring even to demons, shall confess and bow. So those are the two powerful weapons. So when you say the name of Jesus, now let me clarify something. We have a testimony in the Bible in Acts where everybody saw that Paul was rebuking in the name of Jesus. So these young kids went and said, by the name of Jesus that Paul preaches, we rebuke you. And the Bible says that demon came against those young men and they went out naked. The devil attacked them and he took their clothes off of them. Why? Because you can't just use the name and not understand what you're using. It's just like Aaron said, you don't go and get on the NFL, or it's like an NFL player getting on the field without no pads.
I think even more, the analogy can be made, it's like a loaded gun, you know? And you got to know how to use it. You got to know how to wield it, you know? We're getting profound right now. You know, I feel it too. You know, I just want to, you know, plead the blood right now. And
somebody's listening to this that needs this, because God will not impress Aaron to talk about this topic. And I believe that right now somebody needs to plead the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The blood of Jesus. Why? To be delivered. To be able to see that there is power in that. And, you know, we have so many testimonies. In my own, you know, 40 years of ministry, I've seen this all over the world. I was just telling a couple days ago when I was in Malabo, Africa, in Guinea Equatorial, I was confronted by a lady that wanted deliverance. And, you know, she had gone to... And different warlocks, different, you know, healers and soothsayers and trance, and she was not delivered, and she knew that her husband was practicing witchcraft on her, had done a spell on her. So she came to the church, and I was telling G. Apollo that when she came to the church, there was a spell upon her life. And once I said, in the name of Jesus, she couldn't resist it. She couldn't, every time I said the name of Jesus, she would want to get out of this. She felt the power. There's power in the name. There's power in the blood. So I think, Aaron, this podcast is a weapon for somebody. And yes, it's like we said at the beginning, it's a loaded gun. You got to know it. If you're going to use the name of Jesus, you got to identify. You got to be part of the army. It's just like right now, I use Ukraine and Russia. It's just like a Ukrainian soldier going and using a tank from the Russian. And the Ukrainian army's going to attack him. because he's on the wrong side. I hope you understand this analogy. You have to be on God's side to use his name.
This is getting profound, and I just want to say one thing before we have a final prayer. Pray for the podcast. Pray for the family. Pray for us. It's not easy. And right now, we're pleading the blood of Jesus. And I just want to thank you guys for all your support.
Yes, we're going to come to a conclusion. We thank God for this opportunity, this topic. We thank God for using Aaron. I know there's somebody right now out there that needs to plead the blood of Jesus and the name of Jesus. Somebody needs to be delivered. Somebody is under oppression. Somebody is under mental oppression. The devil has destroyed you. There's a suicide spirit upon somebody's life. I feel it. And I want to just plead the blood of Jesus. That's spiritual warfare. The devil's telling you to take your life. There's nothing worth living for. Yes, there is. And God is giving you a way out. If you're listening to this podcast and you're hearing my words, in the name of Jesus, thank God that God still loves you and is giving you an opportunity, and he wants to demonstrate to you that he is all powerful and he loves you and he wants you to come on his side. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for this opportunity. We know that there's somebody right now that is struggling, God, that is in a battle that is trying to destroy their lives, their marriage or their family, God, their person, God. And I rebuke the spirit of suicide. I rebuke the devil that of sickness, of mental illness, of God, the devil attacking this relationship, this marriage, this family. And God, we proclaim in the name of Jesus. And I ask you that these people that are listening will seek your face, seek your deliverance, and find, God, peace in you. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare, God, that your word and your Holy Spirit reach somebody right now and deliver them, God. We thank you and we bless your holy name and we appreciate this opportunity. Bless those who are listening right now in Jesus' name.